My name is Jonathan W. Smith. I'm a dedicated leader, entrepreneur, and advocate for tribal sovereignty. I'm a proud member of the Confederate Tribes of Warm Springs. I was born in Madras, Oregon in 1972, raised by my grandparents, Milan Smith Sr. and Elizabeth Betty David. I grew up in a deeply rooted in traditions and values from our people at an early age. You know, I embraced my role as a provider, hunting and fishing to support the Shaker Church, our longhouses, and you know, our extended family, our grandpas and grandpas and grandmas. After graduating from high school in 1990, I became a father, welcoming a son in 1996, followed by two daughters in 98 and 2000. My professional journey has been defined by unwavering commitment to both business and public service. For over two decades, I have been the owner and operator of Advanced Glass Repair, a trusted auto glass repair and replacement company in Warm Springs, Oregon. As a certified auto glass professional, I built a reputation for excellence, recently expanding my expertise to include window film installation for both autos and facilities. My business reflects my dedication to quality service and economic development within the community. Beyond entrepreneurship, I have served the Confederate Tribes with distinction. With more than 20 years of experience on boards, commissions, legislative committees, and tribal work groups, I've consistently demonstrated my leadership and ability to navigate complex policy issues. As chairman of multiple committees, he has been instrumental in shaping community initiatives, policy development, and public education efforts, and governance structures rooted in the Treaty of 1855 and the Tribal Constitution. Most notably, I have had the honor and privilege of serving as your chairman, the 29th Tribal Council, guiding the community through critical challenges with integrity and vision. My leadership has been pivotal in protecting treaty rights, fostering economic development, and advocating for essential infrastructure improvements. So some of the main things I want to focus on, you know, improving our local economy, finishing up on projects that, you know, foster private sector development. One example being the Warm Springs Community Action Team Commissary Project. That's a project that we've had on the books for a while, and we just need a few things to make sure that that facility is up and operating for the benefit of our community and our local entrepreneurs. We also need to keep improving our infrastructure to provide essential services to our community. We're seeing the impacts of not having a correctional facility, a detention facility in our community has. And right now it's being repaired and being renovated. And also there's plans to rebuild another one up on top by a fire management area. Another one is the water treatment plant, making sure that's online, making sure we have necessary funding capital to make sure that project is fully developed and is moving down the road to provide us healthy and safe drinking water. Final, you know, is to protect our treaty rights and our sovereignty, especially during this critical time with all these executive orders happening. Shows us, you know, a big vulnerability in terms of funding, in terms of resources, that we can't always rely on, you know, the federal government to provide these resources. So we're going to have to, you know, think outside the box and start developing, you know, relationships and organizing with other tribes, with other organizations, you know, to make sure that we do have the necessary resources to, you know, work together as a team to make sure we all achieve the common goals and objectives. And I'm looking forward to your support, and I thank you for hearing me out. Thanks.